Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
We have a fox living in our neighborhood. I haven't seen it now for several weeks, but I assume it's still in the area because I've occasionally seen its tracks in the snow. But many mammals seem to disappear during the winter. However, most are active, at least during parts of the winter, but their activity is not nearly conspicuous to the casual observer. Few hibernate. Animals deal with winter in one of three ways: migrate, hibernate, or stay and endure it. Many of our summer birds, for example, head for warmer climates during winter. Our ground squirrels hibernate. Hibernation seems to be a good way to avoid winter cold and the scarcity of food. But to do so, they have to go on a feeding binge to store up enough fat to get them through the winter. Plus, there's the issue of finding a warm and safe place to hibernate. We don't see many mice, voles, shrews, or pocket gophers during the winter, but they are actually quite active under the snow. Some are even mating and rearing young during winter. But of course we don't see them very often because their activity is largely confined to the under-snow or subnivian world. We may, however, occasionally see their tracks going across a snowy surface, but they're more vulnerable to predators when they're on the snow. Whatever they're doing, they better have done it quickly. Many of our small mammals will reduce their activity during winter months, resting during colder periods and being more active during warmer conditions. Our squirrels, the red, fox, and gray, prairie dogs, rabbits, badgers, skunk, and raccoons generally take this approach. Odds are we won't see them during the colder periods, but during the warmer times we might. Plus, we may occasionally see roadkills of these animals during the winter months, particularly skunk and raccoon. And of course, the beaver and the muskrats are active throughout the winter, but mostly under the ice and the safety of their lodges. But because mink and weasels are active throughout the winter, the muskrats need to be on guard for these predators. The mammals we probably see most during the winter are deer, along with coyotes and fox. But regardless of whether a mammal seems to be conspicuous or conspicuously absent, most of them are probably much more like us, active throughout the winter, but not nearly as active as during the summer months, and much more prone during cold spells to hole up at home. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botno. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.